You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. So today's podcast is really going to be in response to a lot of phone calls that we've received over the past few weeks, and especially over the past 2 days since Allergan has recalled all textured surface breast implants, be it saline or silicone. And I think it's very important for everyone not to overly panic, because it is an extremely rare type of a disease. And I wanted to make sure that we're dispelling some rumors, but also I wanted to put together the top five questions that we've received as an office since the Allergan media blitz about this. So, first, let me make sure everybody understands that what we're talking about here is not breast cancer. It's a very rare type of lymphoma. It's a non-Hodgkin's type of lymphoma. And probably back in 2011, it was first suspected that breast implants that women had that had a textured surface on them were creating this disease process known as a type of a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And we were calling it an ALCL, a breast implant associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma. And from now on, we usually just end up calling it BIA-ALCL. Again, standing for breast implant associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma. And when this was recognized, it was very, very, very interesting that the only implants that were really involved in this were a special type of a textured surface implant, and it was the type of implant that had the very aggressive texturing that Allergan, the implant manufacturer, was putting on their textured surface implants. And they purposely made it this aggressive of a texture because their thinking was that the implant would not move around in the pocket a lot. That was being created for when someone was going to get a breast augmentation or breast implant. So again, just for everyone to understand, when an implant has a textured surface on it, it was supposed to be done to try to, number one, decrease the amount of capsular contracture formation, and number two, if the implant was shaped a special way, some people called it a pyramid type shaped implant. Some people called it a teardrop shaped implant. Those implants, in order for them to stay in that position inside the pocket, they needed to have a texturing surface to them so that the implant wouldn't spin around, because in a regular round implant, it really wouldn't matter if it spun around because the implant's completely circular all the way around. But in something that looks like a teardrop, you would want the base to be where the base should be, and the top of it to be where the top should be. And that was the thinking behind putting a texturing on these implants. Again, not realizing, obviously, that this was going to cause some sort of a problem. So with all the studies and all the recent research that's been done, especially with the FDA and with the plastic surgery societies, Allergan decided to globally, worldwide, remove them as of yesterday. So I wanted to put together the top five questions that our office and myself have been fielding since this announcement. And here we go. Top question number one what's the difference between textured surface and non-textured surface? So again, I kind of answered it already, but most of the implants that I've put in almost 30 years of being in practice have all been a smooth implant where there is no texturing around the implant. Some of the implants, when we were using it for specific needs, did have a texturing to them, but most of those implants were from another manufacturer called Mentor. And they came out with an implant that was very popular at one point that were saline implants. And if you can all remember, there was a time when silicone liquid implants were taken off the market for approximately 14 years. During that period of time, the only implants we had to work with were saline implants. And some of those teardrop-shaped implants did have a very fine texturing, nowhere near the extent that Allergan's did. And a few of those were placed. Again, this was many, many years ago, but they were saline implants. So the difference is one's going to have a very smooth surface and not cause any irritation inside the patient. And the other one purposefully has a textured surface and is supposed to cause almost an attachment, if you will, to the capsule or the scar tissue that the patient's making while this is healing. Question number two. How do I know which implant I have? Excellent question. So we've been getting a lot of patients that are my patients because I've implanted thousands of implants over the years. And anyone that's, you know, my patient that I've done a breast augmentation or a breast reconstruction or anything like that, will have your information here. And we can definitely respond by just looking in your chart and making sure you know. But most of the patients that have called are located in my vicinity now, or just know me from being on TV and radio and just being out there talking about this. They've called our office and they have told us that they've had a breast augmentation possibly in Europe, possibly in another state many, many years ago. How would they find out exactly what they have? So here are the answers that we've been giving everyone. Number one, if you can remember, try to call the office of the doctor that you did have this breast augmentation done. Number two, every breast implant comes with a card. It's almost like a, you know, an insurance card or a driver's card, or if you were buying a very expensive, almost like a certificate of authenticity. If you were buying like some memorabilia, it would come with this certified card. Every breast implant in the box has these cards. And I'm not sure if you had your breast augmentation 25 years ago, if you would remember where that card is, but definitely try to look for it. It may be in your strong box some place where you would keep all very important personal papers in your home. Try to go through that and see if you can find that. A third option is many times, and that's what we've done for many patients that have had their breast augmentation in another city in the United States, there's a breast implant log that is kept by Mentor and years ago with McGann and Allergan. And again, I'm not sure how far back it may go, but that's another thing that we could try to help you with. So that's another option. But rest assured that we can determine if you have any problems with your implant by either calling us, coming in for a consultation, and we'll go over that in a little bit. Question number three, do I need to do anything knowing that Allergan has recalled these implants? Great question. Here's the answer. Once we know exactly what you have inside, it's going to come down to this very, very important point. If you had a breast augmentation within the past 3 to 15 years, let's say, and everything is absolutely the way it was from day one or from the first year, you're not having any problems, complaints, nothing hurts, nothing feels swollen out of the ordinary, then you have nothing to really do. Because even if you have a textured surface implant and it happens to be one of these that Allergan is recalling, the FDA and the Plastic Surgery Society is not recommending that you just electively have these removed. It's only for women that may start to feel that all of a sudden, one or both implants start to feel a little bit more sore. They may start to feel that there's a swelling that they have not felt in many, many years after having this breast augmentation. If that's the situation, and on top of that, you happen to have one of these Allergan textured surface implants, then we do have to have you come in or go back to your plastic surgeon that did the surgery, or go to one that is a plastic surgeon in your area and discuss what your options would be at that point. Many of the times, we would end up sending for an ultrasound or an MRI, and we'll be able to determine some other options. Number four, what would the symptoms be? And like I just explained, the symptoms would be an unusual swelling to the breast that you've not noticed in many, many years since your breast augmentation. Now, naturally, if you just had a breast augmentation within the past few months, there still may be a little swelling. There still may be a little bit of tenderness in certain places. And again, you should know immediately if you had a textured surface implant or not. But regardless if you had a textured one or not, I can tell you that, you know, for the first, you know, 6 weeks to a year, people may experience different kinds of symptomatology. We're not talking about a recent breast aug. We're saying patients that have had it for many, many years that have not had any issues, and all of a sudden they're starting to notice some swelling or some tenderness that's totally out of the ordinary. And number five, how do I go about getting my records? And that's a very good question. Depending on where you had it done, and depending if the physician is still in practice, that may be a difficult thing to obtain. And that's what we're helping all our patients with, and patients that frankly aren't even our patients. We've had a slew of phone calls over the past few days from people in the New York, Philadelphia, New Jersey area that we're having come in complimentary so that we could talk everybody down off the roof, basically, because many women that have these implants really don't know what they have inside. And we really do want to be a source of information and hopefully a source of calmness, because it is an extremely rare lymphoma. And just to give you an idea about how rare it actually is, there is currently 500 and I believe 72 reported cases worldwide. And if you want to put that into perspective, just in the United States alone, each year, we're putting in over 400,000 breast implants. So if you think about that, for all the years that breast augmentation has been going on, there are only 570-something cases that have been reported. So we're not by any means making light of this, but I also want to make sure that most women aren't getting as nerve-wracked about this as you may think, because I would tell you in the United States, the majority of plastic surgeons have been using smooth implants for many, many, many years. There's only a few handful of plastic surgeons that have really stuck to the idea of using textured surface. Now, in Europe, where they have been recalled and taken off the market for quite some time now, in Europe, there's a much higher incidence of textured surface implant use. But in the United States, most plastic surgeons have been using smooth implants for years. So again, if you have any questions or concerns about this thing, you could always call us at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. We've done multiple videos and have addressed this on our website at daviscps.com. And also, if you're in an area that you just want to have it checked out, go see a local plastic surgeon. I'm sure they'll be as helpful as they can be about trying to figure out what to do. And I hope that this information has been helpful. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and we'll speak again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.